The good news is I don't believe in jinxing. I truly don't. I don't believe one can jinx oneself or that by talking about a thing. Like, I don't think you say, wow, there's no traffic, and that jinxes it. I mean, I might yell at somebody else for saying it, but I probably wouldn't. I would be yelled at by people, though. Like, if I was like, man, there's no traffic, that's incredible. People say, no, don't say that, you're going to jinx it. I don't worry about jinxing. That is the good news. The bad news is I totally jinxed myself. I don't believe in it, but I did it. Here's the story.
Your Daily Lex.
I had a work gig in Memphis, in Nashville, Tennessee. All Tennessee is the same to me. That's not true. Don't come at me, Tennessee. I don't know how much Tennessee listens to this show. But I had a work gig in Tennessee. And actually, I had been writing on Mastodon because I wasn't sure what to wear. I knew it was a very casual company I was speaking for who was having their offsite there, and I was running a 3-hour workshop. But I also knew that, like, I was the guy they were paying a decent amount of money to come run a 3-hour workshop. So I thought I should probably be a little fancy. So I was debating, do I do suit or business casual? I went with suit. The internet mostly voted for suit. I did go tie-less suit, but it was still wrong. Like, this was a tats and t-shirts crowd, which is totally fine. I should have just gone, like, upscale, but not all the way to suit. I ditched the blazer part of the jacket part of the suit right away. And I also ended up untucking the shirt to try to fit in slightly. But I said to everybody, hey, I want to make sure I'm getting suit credit. Like, I wore the suit. So even though I've now largely undressed, I want suit credit. And they assured me that I could have suit credit. But then it was time to fly home. And first I called an Uber and I was trying to see if I could get to the airport a little early to hop on an earlier flight. One of the two earlier flights ended up getting substantially delayed. That's another story. And I see my Uber and it sees me and the guy cancels as he's going by. He's a guy with like 10,000 reviews and he's got a 5-star average. And as soon as he saw me, he canceled the ride and I had to get another Uber, which took like 15 minutes. I could not understand what happened. Then I saw a cab driver who was near the hotel and I was like, how much is the ride to the airport? And he's like, I'll take you to the airport. I'm like, right, but how much is it? He's like, yeah, I'll take you. And I'm like, how much? He's like, it's $30. I'm like, no, I'm going to wait for my $16 Uber. I didn't say the price, but the Uber was going to be $16. And he's like, 25. And I'm like, no, I'm good. And he's like, 20? And I'm like, nope, I'm good, but thank you. Because now you've shown me that you're crappy. Like, you gave me one price and then you gave me two other prices. And a thing that I wasn't thinking was a negotiation. I was just asking, how much is it to go to the airport? I get to the airport. I can't get on the earlier flights because they're overbooked. And then it's okay because one of them kept getting delayed. But we board our plane and I see that there's a thunderstorm warning coming into where I am in Nashville, but we're supposed to take off before that happens. But we take a long time boarding and we don't quite take off. They're trying to let some standby passengers on. And before they've let any standby passengers on, I'm noticing, you know, I've had an empty seat next to me in an exit row seat on the way here and an economy plus seat on the way back. I've had an empty seat next to me for both legs of this flight. I always post about my crappy flight experiences. Maybe I should post about what a nice flight experience I'm having this time around. And then a person came in and took the seat next to me. I'm fine. Okay, I'm still in a nice row. Things are going. And then you can see it suddenly gets really dark outside and then the thunderstorm starts happening. And of course, they're delayed and there's lightning, so they can't have anybody on the runway. So the plane can't take off until that's all clear. And then eventually the pilot comes on and he's like, hey, we don't want to make you uncomfortable, so we're going to have you get off the plane. And I'm like, no, that makes me very uncomfortable. Staying on the plane keeps me comfortable. I don't want to have to deplane. But they made everybody deplane and they made us all scan our boarding passes as we got off the plane, which didn't really make sense to me. Like, did they think we were going to hide out? I don't know. But so they make us all deplane, wait around for a long time, indeterminate amount of time. They wouldn't tell us how long it would be. And then finally, they let us back on again. And then we sit and wait for another while because there's still more lightning. And then eventually they're like, okay, now the plane can take off. Hooray. We were slightly more than 3 hours delayed, which meant I spent a very long time at that airport on and off the plane. And so I no longer posted about what a great flight experience I had. I had one other weird flight experience because of construction they're doing at Newark Liberty International Airport. You take the air train to when you park, you then take the air train. Then after you get off the air train, you're not at the terminal you're supposed to be at. You're at like a random place in the airport where you then get on a shuttle that takes you to the terminal A. Great. So then when you reverse that and are home again, you take the, you don't get on the air train. You get on a shuttle that takes you to the air train. And then you take the air train to the parking lot. So I'm on the air train. I get on after I've had this drive and it was great. It was wonderful. I'm on this ride on the air train, and there's an older couple with me in my car of the air train, and it's just the three of us. And they keep checking, like, is this our stop? Is this our stop? Is this our stop? Finally, it gets to the last stop, the one I'm getting off at, the one everybody has to get off at, because it's parking lot P4. And the doors open, and I start to get off, and the older gentleman says to me, is this the air train? It was very funny to me to ask, is this the air train? When he had just been on the air train for probably 10 minutes at that point. And of course it was the air train. I was like, yes, and this is his last stop. I was like, okay, this must be our stop then. I was like, well, I hope so. Those people are now both dead. I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I'm sure they're fine. We would have read it on the news if they died at the airport. Anyway, happy Thursday.
Lex.